From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Bronte Coy.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 19th of January.
A 32-year-old man has been charged with murder after the body of a child was found inside a barrel near the Colo River in New South Wales overnight. It's believed the body belongs to a 9-year-old girl who was reported missing from a property in the Blue Mountains on Friday, sparking a 5-day search and an investigation which was eventually taken over by the homicide squad. The man did not apply for bail in court today. His next hearing is in March.
Moving on, a thief has stolen 42,000 rapid antigen tests from a depot in Sydney overnight. The tests were worth more than $500,000. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet called the theft disgraceful and warned the culprit that police will catch him.
In lighter news, a UK study has found that wearing a face mask can actually make you more attractive to members of the opposite sex. The research was carried out at the University of Cardiff. Researchers said the results could be because we're used to healthcare workers wearing masks and now we associate them with people in caring or medical professions.
To sport now, Australia's upcoming one-day cricket series against New Zealand is in doubt. The Kiwis were meant to fly to Australia later this month for 3 one-dayers and a T20, but the Kiwi players have reportedly decided the short series isn't worth it after being told they'd need to quarantine for 10 days upon returning to New Zealand.
Fair enough, I say. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To music news now, Bono has admitted that he's not a fan of the band name U2. Here's what he told the Awards Chatter podcast.
We didn't really love it at first.
I still don't.
But we kind of decided to live with it.
And yeah, I mean, I really don't.
Yeah.
But I was late into some kind of dyslexia. I didn't realise that the Beatles was a bad pun either. So I like the U2, if we'd thought the implication of the letter and the number in our head, it was like the spy plane, it was a, you know, U-boat, it was futuristic, as it turned out to imply this kind of acquiescence. No, I don't like that name. I still don't really like the name.
And Machine Gun Kelly has revealed a disturbing detail about the engagement ring he designed for Megan Fox. He told Vogue that the band actually has thorns styled into it, so if his new fiance takes it off, it'll hurt. Worth mentioning that Megan announced last week they drank each other's blood when they got engaged, so good luck to them.
Oh, what a prick. The ring, I mean. Okay, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.